Stand By Me, written by Judy Curtin and read by Caroline Lennon. Bye, Mollykins. Talk soon. Love you. Dad, are you ever going to stop calling me Mollykins? No. Oh. Okay. Bye, Dad. Love you too. I clicked off the call and lay down on my bed. FaceTiming my dad is always really nice, but I can't help feeling sad when it's time to say goodbye. I hadn't seen Dad for ages and ages, and even though I'm often mad at him, I really, really miss him. The first tears were coming to my eyes when Beth flung the door open and threw herself onto the bed beside me. "You've been talking to your dad, haven't you?" she said. "How do you know?" "Wild guess," she said, pointing to my eyes. "I'm sorry, Moll. It sucks having your dad living so far away." It was nice of her to say that. She was right. It did suck having my dad so far away. But her mum is dead. And that has to be a million times worse. Beth hugged me, and then she jumped up. "Come on," she said. "I've got some pocket money left. How about I buy us both ice creams?" "Sounds like an excellent plan. Let's go." We were nearly at the shop when we heard the sound of cheeps and quacks coming along behind us. It was so loud, it was like a riot in a bird sanctuary. "OMG, what on earth is that noise?" said Beth. By the time we turned around, the noise was right next to us. "Hi, girls," said a familiar voice over the quacking noise. "How nice to see you." "Graham," said Beth. "What are you doing? I didn't even know you were back from your holidays."
"I just got back last night. It was a wonderful trip. One of the best ever."
Graham smiled at us and tossed his head to get his long hair out of his huge dark brown eyes. He's tall and skinny, and he was wearing ripped denim jeans and a t-shirt with a picture of his favourite rock band. He was carrying a huge shopping bag. Not that unusual, really. Except that the bag was wriggling and shaking like it was alive.
"Please don't say that awful noise is coming from your bag," said Beth.
"What have you got inside there?" I asked.
"Oh, it's just a mother duck and her babies," Graham said casually, like the bag held nothing more special than a loaf of bread and a carton of milk. "They were lost on a very busy road, so I rescued them from certain death. And now I'm bringing them to the pond where they'll be safe."
"That's really nice of you," said Beth, laughing. "But what is it about you? How come you always show up when weird stuff happens?"
"I wasn't the only one who showed up," he said. "Lots of people were there."
"And why didn't they help?" I asked.
"Who knows," said Graham. "Some of them ignored the ducks, but others stopped to take photos and then left the poor creatures to their fate."
"That's really mean," I said.
"Can Molly and I come to the pond with you?" asked Beth.
"Of course you can," said Graham. "We can rescue this little family together."
At the pond, Graham put down the bag and the mother duck tumbled out, shaking herself and ruffling her feathers. She quacked loudly, and five totally adorable, fluffy little ducklings rolled out of the bag and waddled out after her. Then all six flung themselves into the water like they'd never seen anything so amazing.